Good morning. My name is Deborah Bennett. My family and I are members of FUSN. I also teach religious education, and it has been my pleasure to get to know your children in the last few years. And on that note, as soon as I'm done speaking, I have to sneak out and go teach. So forgive my hasty exit. When Aaron asked me to talk about what I believe, I said yes, without thinking about how hard it might be to articulate my beliefs, much less say them out loud. When I rattled off some things to my partner, Neil, at home a few days later, he said, "You're not actually going to say that, are you?" So my truth is out there, but apparently I can't share it with you. So here is what I think is suitable for public consumption. The thing I believe firmly is that my beliefs are always evolving. While I have core beliefs, my experiences, other people's truths, and time have eroded the cornerstone of my convictions, leaving a pile of sand at the base. As a child, I believed that Jesus Christ was part of the Holy Trinity and had died for my sins, which were legion, and that by eating vanilla wafers, I would be absolved of my sins. After the dry run of CCD, when I reached the big time and took communion during Mass, I realized that the body of Christ actually tasted like paper, but still, I hoped for salvation. Later, I believed Jesus was my personal Savior, and communion gave way to raucous services with lots of hand-waving and a light show set to music. Then I believed Jesus was a radical man for his time who may have been slightly deluded, but nonetheless spoke some truths. That the least among us should be first. That we should serve instead of being served. That prayer is powerful. That spirituality should not necessarily be mandated by a group of powerful men who legislate religion. That we should not worry about tomorrow. That those who are shunned by society are the ones we must care for. That heaven belongs to children. That if you forfeit your soul in pursuit of worldly gain, you are left bankrupt. That those in power are often whitewashed tombs, and I'm looking at you, Paul Ryan, but also do not judge, lest ye be judged, that we should love not just our neighbors, but also our enemies, and pray for them. So, Mr. Speaker, I want you to know I'm trying. And what I know is that these teachings have created a deep muscle memory in my body. When I walked into a Catholic church on a college campus last weekend, my hand went reflexively to the holy water font, and I crossed myself in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then, as I approached a pew, I bent low, crossed myself again, and took up my place on the kneeler, hands clasped, head bowed. I prayed for forgiveness, for grace, for understanding. I tried not to pray for personal requests, though I'd just like to put it out there that if the New Yorker ever wants to publish one of my poems, I'm open, but not in a greedy way. This is to say, I prayed in the old ways, the ways I was taught. At this point in my life, I'm not sure if Christ offers salvation, but I don't want to take any chances by failing to be observant. As my agnostic Jewish mother-in-law says of the Catholic prayer card she has magnetically affixed to her refrigerator, it can't hurt. To those of you who recoil reflexively when you hear the word Jesus, or Christ in a UU setting, I'm almost done, and I'm only going to name check him two more times. I promise. The crux of my belief system is that there are deep-seated convictions that were planted there by others, as well as ones that sprang from my own root system that I have grown to trust more with each passing year. These beliefs are persistent, but they are also shapeshifters. So at this moment, this I believe: that religion is often co-opted and used as a tool by people to justify inexcusable behavior, but that there are many good people who are evangelicals, such as my youth group leaders, Ben and Judy Herr, people who give all the credit for their good deeds, taking in homeless teens, constructing housing in developing nations, crying with and comforting confused and broken down teens. They give all the credit to Jesus. I also believe that Catholicism is both a beautiful expression of Christianity with its rituals and awe-inspiring architecture, and a deeply flawed institution that denies the humanity of women and has historically and to this day protected abusive men rather than children and women. That the bad actors are not as important as the bad system that allows them to flourish, and that that system must be dismantled. I also believe that it will never be my daughter's fault if someone hurts her physically, but even so, I must teach her how to protect herself. I believe that the unconditional love I have for my children, imperfect human beings, it's true, has taught me to be more forgiving of the failings of neighbors, friends, acquaintances, coworkers, and even occasionally forgiving of my own failings. It is curious to me that the Buddha abandoned his family to seek enlightenment. And I believe that women's spiritual truths probably never became world religions because they were busy attending to the needs of partners, children, and the elders. I believe that science may be the new religion of the 21st century, but it is just as susceptible to bias, flawed thinking, and subjectivity as the big world religions. I believe that intersectionality is important, but so are groups of people with shared experiences who can reflect back their truths to each other. I believe that I will never be fully woke to my own privilege, and that I just need to keep resetting the alarm. I believe that most people would do it differently if they could. I believe that survivors of a myriad of abuses are telling the truth. And I believe that I don't have much control. And here's the last reference to the man on the cross. I believe that I do not have to throw Jesus out with the bathwater of Catholicism. Thank you. And now please rise in body or in spirit as we sing hymn number 128.